Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Can you be so kind to share your opinion? Are you registered to vote in the state of Arizona? Hello?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And, sir, just to make sure, talking with people of all ages and your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth? Just the year, please.
Hello, sir.
1953? Okay. 5-3, right? You said?
6-3.
Oh, 6-3. Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
Yeah, I will vote.
Most certain to vote? Almost certain?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. And, sir, if you have to pick, what would be or what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? If you have to pick one thing, what would be that one issue that is very important for the country that is facing right now?
Well, the border.
The border security?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let me write this down real quick. Okay. Thank you. Now, moving right along. Sir, now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden, the Republican
yes.
Donald Trump, or
Joe Biden? Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Yes. That's my. This is the one I can vote for, that guy.
The Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Yes, I go for both guys.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Are you still voting for Mr. Kennedy Jr., right?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their opinions. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, can you please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. Now, let's say it's only
definitely,
two candidates.
Definitely, I go for the, I give it the, I give it the opportunity to that guy, the Kennedy.
To Mr. Kennedy. No, I understand that, sir. But let's say it's only two candidates for the presidential. Let's just say that. Okay. What are the chances that you will vote for Joe Biden from 0 to 100? What number will you give him?
I don't know. I don't think I got a chance with that guy.
So 0 or 20, 30,
zero.
What number? Sorry?
No, nada, zero.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Zero.
Hey, 0, right? How about Mr. Donald Trump?
Yes.
What are the chances that you will vote for Mr. Trump from 0 to 100?
Yeah, 50%.
50%?
Okay. Yeah, 50%. Yeah.
50%. Thank you, sir. Now, sir, in thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Mine, I need to go with the Democrat.
For the Democrat candidate? Thank you, sir. Now, sir, if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake, if you have to pick today for the Senate?
I don't know about those guys. I only know the Senator Grijalva. I don't know about the other guys.
Okay. So how should I record your answer today? Undecided?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Sir, well, if the election were held today, to which candidate would you lean towards? The Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake? Do you lean to any of them? No? Yes?
No, I don't have no choice for those guys. I don't read too much right now, and I don't see the news. How we can those guys.
Understood. We can move forward. Sir, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? Who do you trust the most when it comes to immigration?
Probably Trump.
Mr. Trump, okay. Much more or somewhat more?
More.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, sir, can you please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements? Here's the first one. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree with that? Or neither?
I'm an immigrant too.
Right, but there is no right or wrong answers. I mean, it's your opinion that matters. Do you agree with that statement? Disagree or neither?
I don't know. I want to keep the family closer.
Okay. The middle ones are like somewhat disagree or somewhat agree? Someone agree? Okay. Now, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Strongly agree or neither?
Neither.
Okay. And, sir, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressures on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree or strongly agree? Or neither?
I mean, some agree, you know.
Somewhat agree? Okay. Now, sir, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree with that statement? Strongly? Somewhat? Disagree strongly or somewhat or neither?
I mean, I don't think it works that way because those guys take the money out from the United States and sometimes you figure out more money than figure out more money to need to pay for that kind of labor. He's paid more money than he's supposed to be paying in the United States.
For your taxes, right? Your taxes.
Yeah, for the taxes.
So do you somewhat disagree or somewhat agree with that?
Some disagree.
Somewhat disagree? Okay, thank you, sir. Now, sir, I appreciate your patience on the line very much. Sir, I'm going to read you the list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. Can you please tell me for each whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them? Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Strongly disagree?
If the people is coming nice and clean, I mean, he's welcome to work right here, but I mean...
This is immigrants who've been living in the United States for over 10 years, and they already passed the background checks. Do you think they should be protected? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Yeah. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. I strongly agree? Somewhat agree?
Yes.
I strongly agree. Okay. Now, sir, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions. Do you agree strongly with that? Somewhat agree?
Yeah. Well,
somewhat
agree.
Strongly?
Agree.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Some. Now, very strongly, right. Sir, very quick. Can you please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? And, sir, believe me, I know you told me there is no way you're going to vote for Joe Biden. I understand that. But this is one way for you to let them know, okay? what you stand for. Now, sir, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Will that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or it makes no difference when it comes to vote for Joe Biden?
Well, someone like it. You know.
Someone more likely? Okay. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Will that make you to vote for Mr. Joe Biden much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference?
No, I agree with those guys. I mean,
so much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries to the dangerous conditions most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade are protected from deportation. Will that make you to vote for Joe Biden much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference to you?
More.
I want to keep the family together, right? A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries to the dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Will that make you to vote or support Joe Biden much more? Someone more, someone less, much less, or it makes no difference to you?
Well, right there is no difference to me. I mean,
this is migrants that just come into the country. You know, that's what they're talking about. So it makes no difference to you, right? So we can move forward?
Not to open the gate.
Right, okay. So how should I record your answer? It makes no difference? Or it makes or much more likely to vote for Joe Biden, or somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Less likely, because I don't want to. It can open the gate for no reason.
So much less or somewhat less. How should I record it? Much less. Okay. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Now, this is a different kind of immigrants. These guys have been living here in the United States for more than 10 years. If it makes a program that gives them permits to work and contribute to our economy, will that make you to support Joe Biden much more, somewhat more,
much
somewhat
more.
Less, much less, or makes no difference?
No, much more. Because
much
those
more,
guys
okay.
He's
now,
already here, and he's got work, and he's got everything. Really.
For 10 years, yeah, they've been paying taxes. Now, I program the kids' families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Will that make you to support Joe Biden much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
No, support.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more. He's already here. He's already working for us.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Will that make you much more, somewhat less, or makes no difference?
You're already here. You're already working. It's more.
Much more. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Much more.
Okay. So let's move forward real quick. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned,
very
a little?
Very concerned.
Okay. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Will that make you very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
I need to concern on that one. It need to close just a little bit. I mean,
okay.
It never be closed.
Somewhat concerned or a little concerned?
I'm a little concerned.
Okay. Now, sir, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little or not at all?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, we can move forward. No worries. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does that make you very concerned? Somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
No, I'm concerned about that one.
Very or somewhat? Very concerned? Okay. Now, Joe Biden and Democrats make promise about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they want, once they have won. Does that make you very concerned? Somewhat, a little, not at all?
No, I'm very concerned, man.
Very concerned, okay.
Because it's supposed to be legal, everybody, for the taxes and everything.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you sharing that with me. Sir, I'm going to read you at the different approaches of former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Okay? Now, here's the first one. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct a massive race to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closer to your own view, the first one or the second one?
The second one.
The second one? Somewhat closer or much closer? Much closer?
Much closer.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, to finish this up, and after hearing some more information, let me ask you once again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? If you have to choose today, who do you vote for?
I want to go for, I like Biden, but I mean, I need something changed right here. And I think about Kennedy.
Kennedy.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, we can for the traditional conservatives. I don't
Mr.
know.
Mr. Kennedy, should I record that as your answer? Mr. Kennedy? Okay. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or is in this country without papers? Yes, a co-worker. Yes, an acquaintance. Yes, a family member. Yes, a friend. Or yes, but I prefer not to specify. Or no, or none of the above.
Can you ask me again?
Yes. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers? Do you know a co-worker, an acquaintance, a family member, a friend? Or you do know somebody, but prefer not to specify. Or you don't know nobody.
I don't know nobody.
Okay,
I don't know. Illegally. You can do the thing for me.
Understood. Sir, in a typical week, do you use any of the following resources to get your news and information? Do you get your news from Facebook? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you get your news from Univision or Telemundo? Yes or no?
No, not really.
Okay, how about Instagram? Do you get your news from Instagram, yes or no?
No.
Okay, how about a Spanish language radio program, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, how about OAN or Newsmax, yes or no?
No.
Okay, YouTube? Do you get your news from YouTube or no?
Yeah, sometimes I get it from YouTube.
How about the application, WhatsApp? Did you get your news from that application?
No, it's coming. No? Okay. The real is coming. It's coming to the front page. When I open the Google,
yeah,
it jumped like another page, and it's coming all the news.
Oh, that's I believe that. Okay, that's MSNBC or CNN. Do you get your news from those sources? Yes or no?
I understand. I don't. I don't put so much attention in okay. who is making the news. I only read it. The what I say.
Oh,
in the
okay. You don't see what it is. TikTok. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fox News Channel. Okay. Mm-hmm. No problem. We can move right along. Sir, finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purpose only. From which country or territory does your family trace the heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican
Mexico.
Republic? Mexico. Thank you, sir. Now, sir, I'm sorry. Were you born in the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Right there in the border.
Okay. So you were born in the United States or in another country, in Mexico?
In Mexico.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now, sir, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish? More Spanish than English? Is Spanish and English equally? More English than Spanish, or always English, or something else?
English, Spanish, or Spanish, English.
Equally?
Equally.
Okay, thank you. And sir, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what? What do you consider yourself?
Democrat.
Democrat? Thank you, sir. And sir, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
All my life I'd be a Democrat.
A strong?
I mean,
should I record a strong Democrat? Okay, thank you, sir. Now, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal? How do you consider yourself when it comes to political terms?
Conservative.
Thank you, sir. Mm. And sir, what's the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, vocational,
high school.
Or high school? Okay,
high school,
you,
and trade school.
And what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Okay. And sir, and finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name? Just your first name, please.
Miguel.
Thank you, Miguel. And Miguel, thank you very much for your time. Miguel, would you like to be contact for, I'm sorry, let me write this down, Miguel. Miguel, okay, here we go. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for the time and sharing their opinions in a more and deep and open-ended way. We can note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future. Will that be a yes or a no?
No, because I don't have the time. I'm so busy right now. Right now you catch me. I refuse another interview, another questionnaire.
I'm so busy
right now. You get a mail. You get in my 5 minutes.
Miguel, thank you very much. You're very kind. This concludes our survey.
You.
Thank you, sir. You have a good afternoon, okay? Bye-bye, Miguel.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.